Several Jewish groups have stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and occupied East Jerusalem. The incursions occurred as Palestinian worshippers conducted morning prayers. Israeli forces escorted seven groups of Israeli settlers into the courtyards. Earlier, hundreds of Palestinian youths were prevented from accessing the mosque's compound for dawn prayers. Well, Russell Serda joins us now from occupied East Jerusalem. And Russell, this is all happening at a time of heightened tension there. Can you just give us a bit of an update on this incursion this morning in Al-Aqsa?
Well, today we have seen that there have been 18 Jewish groups getting into the Al-Aqsa Mosque or Al-Aqsa compound in general. And while they were getting in it, the Palestinian worshippers, overnight worshippers also were there and conducting their prayers. However, today was a little bit different. Normally, the tension rises here when the Israeli occupation forces try to remove the Palestinian worshippers. And when the Jewish ultra-nationalists get into the compound, usually they are guarded by the Israeli occupation forces, and that Israeli occupation forces interfere to the Palestinian worshippers. But today, we have seen that side by side, they conducted their prayers and worship, and Israeli occupation forces didn't remove the Palestinian groups. That's why the situation today is relatively calm here. So far, more than 1,200 Jewish people, they got into the compound. But as of now, there is not that much of the tension. Of course, one of the reasons for that, according to people that are familiar with this situation and the analysts and so on, they say that both sides are restraining from escalating the tension. So we have seen that recently the Israeli authorities are also sending out mild messages, and also the Palestinian groups, including Hamas and Al-Jihad as well, in their unofficial statements, they say that if Israel doesn't escalate, they're also not willing to escalate. So it is mostly up to how the Israeli occupation forces are going to behave the Palestinian worshippers. But as of now, the situation is relatively calm.
Okay, well, just on those forces, the Israeli police commissioner has commented on the videos of Palestinians being beaten by Israeli forces last week. What did he have to say?
Well, indeed, it's a rare statement. So one of the top Israeli police officers saying that the images that were sent out, particularly on the day of Wednesday and Thursday, where when Israeli occupation forces stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque and forcefully removed the Palestinian overnight worshippers and arrested around 20 of them, and injured around 20 of them and arrested nearly 400 Palestinians. So that images using excessive force in the holy compound of Al-Aqsa Mosque, that image, as he says, that has created a terrible impact. However, that doesn't mean that he didn't defend the police. He said that the police had to do that. However, they could be a little bit more measured. So the Israeli officials here are saying that starting from Wednesday on, they are going to ban the Jewish group, ultra-nationalist Jewish group, getting into the compound. This is a practice of the recent years to avoid the conflict. And also, as Muslims are still observing Ramadan, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, which is starting on Wednesday, that is quite important for many of the worshippers, and we see the numbers of the people visiting, the Muslim people who are visiting the compound, is increasing. So that decision is also another sign of de-escalation. However, that we cannot say that there is a unity in the Israeli cabinet or among the Israeli officials. So the National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, has said that he is opposing this decision, and he said that as Wednesday is going to be the eve of the Jewish Passover, Jewish ultra-nationalists should be allowed at least once to be getting into the compound. And if that happens, definitely there will be another escalation because we are afraid that the Israeli occupation forces will try once again to forcefully remove the Palestinian worshippers.
Okay, thank you so much. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on developments there. That's Russell Serda for us in occupied East Jerusalem.